Sarmai Parabab Missionality Swas Akibo Mikoen Ume Levi. Hamaisers about a Yisrael is working at a sharecropper on a field that belongs to a Kohen or a Levi. The Maisers from the entire field will go to the owner of the field, even from the portion that the sharecropper takes for himself. The Maiser from that portion would be given to the owner of the field. And even though in the previous Mishnah, where the Kohen or the Levi is a sharecropper in a field that belongs to Yisrael, the Tanakhama held that we don't give the entire Maisers from the field to the sharecropper. The sharecropper doesn't have a right to take the Maisers from the percentage that is given to the Baal Bayis. But in this case, where it's the owner of the field who's a Kohen or a Levi, all the Maisers from the produce of this field would be given to the owner of the field. And since it's the owner that's a Kohen or a Levi, when he hired the sharecropper, he left the Maisers for himself. The Maisers he never gave to the sharecropper. So therefore, he takes the Maisers from all the produce of the field, even from the percentage that is given to the sharecropper. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm Hakartani Shekivo Sada Meyurushalmi. Maiser Shani Shayurushalmi. Rabbi Yisrael said, somebody who is a villager, he doesn't live in Yerushalayim, and he is working as a sharecropper on a field that belongs to somebody who lives in Yerushalayim, all of the Maiser Shani from this field would be given to the Yerushalmi, to the owner of the field. Even the Maiser Shani from the percentage that is given to the sharecropper would be given to the owner of the field. And since Maiser Shani has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and the owner of the field lives in Yerushalayim, all the Maiser Shani has to be given to the owner of the field. The Chacham Maimer, Yachohu Akartani Lalos Belaechlo Yerushalayim. The Chachamim disagree. According to the Chachamim, the Maiser Shani from the portion that is given to the sharecropper is kept by the sharecropper, as he can go himself to Yerushalayim and eat the Maiser Shani there. Even though he doesn't live in Yerushalayim, it doesn't stop him from bringing his Maiser Shani to Yerushalayim. So even though the owner of the field lives in Yerushalayim, that doesn't mean that he has the right to the Maiser Shani from the portion that is given to the sharecropper. Instead, the sharecropper keeps the Maiser Shani from his portion for himself, and he will bring it to Yerushalayim himself. A Yisrael that's working as a sharecropper on an olive orchard that belongs to a Kohen or a Levi, and the sharecropper is the one that is pressing the olive to make olive oil out of them. Just like they divide up the olive oil between the sharecropper and the owner of the field, so too the Trumas and Maaser are divided up between the sharecropper and the owner of the field. Even though we said in the previous Mishnah that if the owner of the field is a Kohen or a Levi, all the Trumas and Maaser from the field would be given to the owner of the field, even the Trumas and Maaser from the percentage that the sharecropper takes for himself has to be given to the owner of the field. But in this case, where the sharecropper is not simply harvesting the olives, but is also pressing the olives and making olive oil out of them, so he's doing a lot of work in this field, so he has the right to the Trumas and Maaser from the olive oil that is given to him. The Baal Bayis has no right to take the Trumas and Maaser from the portion of the earth. Rabbi Huda Omer, Yisrael Shekivo Mikoyin Milevi Zeisim L'Shemen L'Machzischa. Maisers about. Rabbi Huda disagrees with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Huda, in this case, where the sharecropper is pressing the olives and make olive oil out of them, even so, the owner of the field has the right to the Trumas and Maaser of the entire field, since the owner of the field is a Kohen or a Levi. Or even if the sharecropper is not dividing up the oil between himself and the owner of the field, if the sharecropper is selling the olive oil and the profit are divided up between the owner of the field and the sharecropper, in that case also the halacha would be the same. Since the owner of the field is a Kohen or a Levi, he has the right to all the Trumas and Maaser from the olive oil, even from the percentage that would be given to the sharecropper.